be there. This is my home, and I'm home to stay.
They took me to a prison, and they beat me. When I cried, they put a baby's dummy in my mouth, so I wouldn't cry. Then they covered my head with a wet sack and gave me the electricity. I cried like a little babe, holding the dam in my mouth.
He took me to a room full of dead bodies. He said he would leave me with them. I began to cry. He took my face and turned it to the light. And he laughed. And he said, look, your eyes are piercing.
Well, it is music and dancing that makes me at peace with the world. And at peace with myself.
He shouted my name. He pointed at me. Come to me, boy. I was so afraid, I couldn't speak. I walked slowly towards him. When I was close, he hit me hard here. It hurt so much. I screamed and fell to the ground. He pointed at me again. I was still crying. I knew he'd hit me again. I put my hands here, so it didn't hurt so bad. But he hit me again. It hurt so bad. I couldn't cry anymore.
There were many of us, all from my school. They took us to a big room. They told us to take off our clothes. All our clothes. They told us to lie down on the floor. Then many police came in. They whipped us with stun bolts until we bled. When they were tired, more police came in. They whipped us again and we bled more.
Called the state of emergency, 1986. 80,000 children in the